During Nehemiah's mandate as governor, Jerusalem began to regain prestige as a protective wall again encircled the city. The king of Persia had allowed Nehemiah, his Jewish cupbearer, to go back to Judah in order to rebuild the city. But although spacious, Jerusalem had few inhabitants, because most of the houses had not yet been rebuilt. Nehemiah assembled the nobles, the officials, and the people for registration by families, and encouraged the provincial leaders, priests, Levites, and temple servants who lived in the various towns of Judah to come and settle in Jerusalem. The people commended all the men who volunteered to do so. The rest of the Jews cast lots to bring one out of every 10 to live in Jerusalem, while the remaining 9 were to stay in their own towns. Then a day was fixed for the dedication of the newly built wall of Jerusalem. The priests, Levites, and temple singers gathered together to celebrate the dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. They purified themselves ceremonially and purified the people, the wall, and the gates. 2 large choirs were assigned to give thanks to God with songs and music. One proceeded on top of the wall to the right, with half the leaders of Judah following them, as well as a company of priests with trumpets and musical instruments. Ezra, the scribe, led the procession. The second choir proceeded in the opposite direction. Nehemiah followed them on top of the wall, together with half the people. Then the 2 choirs met on the temple esplanade. Many sacrifices were offered to the Lord with thanksgiving and great joy, and the sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away. Nehemiah stayed 12 years in Judah. During his mandate, the service of the temple was organized, with the priests, Levites, temple servants, singers, and gatekeepers performing their duties in the prescribed way and at the appointed time. The people had bound themselves by an oath to obey the law of God. They paid their tithes and gave the first fruits of their crops and fruit trees, of their new wine and oil, and the firstborn of their herds and flocks, for the service of the sanctuary and for the upkeep of the priests and Levites. So Nehemiah returned to the court of the king of Persia, having finished his work in Judah and Jerusalem. Some time later, he requested permission to go back to Jerusalem. On arriving, he found out that his enemies, Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite, had taken advantage of his absence. The high priest, Eliashib, had given Tobiah, his close associate, a large room in the temple courts, formerly used to store the tithes and temple articles. Nehemiah was greatly displeased and threw out all Tobiah's household goods. He gave orders to purify the room before the temple equipment, tithes, and incense were brought back. Then Nehemiah heard that the Levites no longer received the portions assigned to them. So they and the temple singers had left Jerusalem and gone back to their lands, and the service of the house of God was neglected. He rebuked the officials responsible for this oversight and put trustworthy men in charge of the distribution of supplies to the Levites. Nehemiah also saw that the Sabbath day was no longer respected. Jews were making wine on that day and bringing donkeys loaded with grain and other goods into Jerusalem. Men from Tyre were selling fish and all kinds of merchandise to the people of Judah on the Sabbath. Nehemiah rebuked the nobles who should have prevented this and ordered the doors of Jerusalem to be kept shut until the Sabbath was over. Then he heard that the Israelites were contracting marriages with foreign women. These wives from Ashdod, Ammon, Moab, and other nations were introducing pagan cults into the Israelite families, and their children often could not even speak the language of Judah. The high priest himself had set a very bad example, as he had allowed one of his grandsons to marry the daughter of Sanballat the Horonite. Nehemiah put an end to all these abuses. He told the priests and Levites to purify themselves and made the men of Judah take an oath in God's name not to allow unlawful marriages. Then he called upon the Lord, as he did so often, saying, O my God, remember me with favor. Next episode, the prophet Malachi.